Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Called his signature spending bill a disgusting abomination.
Elon and I had a great relationship. I don't know if we're well anymore.
Musk warning about the level of spending in the bill, which the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says will add $3 trillion to the national debt.
Amid the fight, Musk threatened to pull the SpaceX Dragon rockets contract with NASA. Trump threatened to pull the government's contracts with Tesla. Overnight, the mood seemed to soften a bit, with Musk saying the two should end their feud for the good of the country. A Russian missile and drone attack across Ukraine has killed at least three people in the capital of Kyiv. The nighttime assault lasted for hours and is believed to be retaliation for the surprise drone strikes that took out Russian air defenses. This is ABC News. The judge in Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking and racketeering trial warned Combs on Thursday to straighten up. ABC's Aaron Katursky has been covering the trial in Manhattan and explains.
Sean Combs is not supposed to react with facial expressions to the testimony, but the judge said he caught Combs nodding vigorously and looking at the jury. If it happens again, the judge, who called it absolutely unacceptable, said he would consider excluding Combs from the courtroom for the remainder of the trial.
ABC's Aaron Katursky in New York City. For those of you who really, truly don't like to interact with people, Amazon is said to be working on a new delivery option for customers to get their orders delivered by a robot instead of an actual person. The company reportedly developing software that would turn humanoid robots into package delivery workers ferried around in electric vans. Testing could get underway soon at Amazon offices in California. No word yet on when it'll be ready. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Have you visited the Creative Outlet lately? We are a family-owned business carrying a variety of products that support many individuals in our community. We consign brand-name clothing at resale prices, display handmade crafts made by local artisans, and offer craft supplies that you want to purchase because special orders are always welcome. Store hours are Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5. I'm Heather, and I invite you to visit the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. 1 Peter 3:15. We will not forget 9/11, the shock, the horror that swept across the United States and the world. The Al Braca family remembers more vividly than most of us. Al worked for Cantor Fitzgerald in Tower 1 on the 105th floor. He did not like his job because his godly values were so foreign to those around him. In fact, fact, his co-workers called him the Rev. But Al felt it was God's plan for him to continue working there. He witnessed at every opportunity. Al's family learned that when he realized he and his fellow employees were trapped, he witnessed to 50 people and led them in prayer. An MCI operator found out how to reach Al's family and delivered his last message to them. Tell them that I love them. Al Braca faced evil and tragedy and used it for the glory of God. Your friends at apostolicfaith.org, thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we're tracking multiple areas of light rain across the upper Midwest this morning. Some of that running across much of Minnesota, northern Iowa, into western and central Wisconsin. Doesn't look like too much, though, for accumulation today. Just very small amounts, like a trace to a tenth of an inch. The general unsettled weather will stick with us right into early next week, with a couple of weather systems dropping in from the northwest. We'll have one better chance of some organized rain on Sunday around midday and afternoon. That could bring us a good quarter inch or a little bit more, trending heavier in northern Wisconsin. And then Monday, an upper-level disturbance sitting right over the top of us will keep it showery and cool, with temperatures about 8 or 10 degrees below normal. We should gradually see that system move away, with more sunshine and warming conditions for the second half of next week. In fact, temperatures could rise 5 or 8 degrees above normal as we head toward Thursday and Friday. Today's forecast, mostly cloudy with some drizzle or sprinkles possible this morning. Peaks of sun in the afternoon with a high near 73, northeast wind close to 5. Variably cloudy tonight, low at 54. Tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy with some isolated light showers possible. High in the mid-70s, wind from the east-southeast at 5 to 10. A couple of scattered showers possible Saturday night, low 53. Sunday, mostly cloudy, showers likely by late morning, maybe a thunderstorm mixed in, high reaching the low 70s. As we head into Monday, mostly cloudy and cool, scattered showers likely by midday, maybe some rumbles of thunder, low 50 with a high of 69. Tuesday, partly sunny with a brief light shower or two possible, low 49 degrees, high about 73. Wednesday, mostly sunny and warmer, low 51, high near 81. And Thursday, plenty of sun and very warm, lows in the 50s, high of 84. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great morning.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Currently at WRCO Radio, it is 60 degrees. Yesterday's high was 82. The record high, 94 in 1988. Record low, 37 in 1958. Last year's high, 71 and the low, 56. Sunset will occur at 8:39 tonight. Sunrise time will be at 5:22 for tomorrow. The air has been calm this morning. Barometer at 30.09. A trace of precipitation, just a few sprinkles this morning as we set for the day and get ready for the weekend in southwest Wisconsin.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by Hillsboro Equipment, and we have a lot of sports to check coming up here on the local and area scene, including a sectional championship for Ithaca, also teams moving on in the baseball tournament, and we'll talk with Mike Clements a little bit later on with Wisconsin Sports here on WRCO.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side, you need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
The Ithaca softball team is heading to the state tournament for the first time since 2014. An amazing effort by the Bulldogs, getting a victory by a final of 10-4 against Columbus Catholic, a game played at Blair Taylor last night. Heard on WRCO Facebook Live and WRCO.com as well, and WRCO FM 100.9. Henry Bray had the call. The game was tied at 3 before the Bulldogs had an explosion. Ariana Lewis was the winning pitcher. Also, the starting pitcher yesterday was J.C. Maxwell. And the Bulldogs got it done. Congratulations to Ithaca and head coach Brad Lewis.
Yeah, I'm grinning ear to ear. It feels great. I mean, if I'd say I wasn't nervous, I'd be lying.
Yeah, I think everybody was a little nervous. I was even nervous. But, you know, we talked a little bit before the game about the nerves. If you're not nervous, you probably don't care how you play.
Exactly. That's why I tell the girls. I said, if you come to the game and you're not nervous, you shouldn't be playing. I said, I still get nervous. I said, but we got to feed off of it as positive. No negative energy. It's got to be all positive.
Well, first of all, congratulations to winning a sectional. This is amazing. You're going to go play at the University of Wisconsin on Goodman Field. How does that make you feel?
It feels amazing, to be honest with you. That's been the girls' goal from day one. We said, let's get to Goodman Field and Diamond, and we're doing it. I mean, it doesn't seem real yet, but we're doing it.
I talked to Casey and Holly, and they said work's not done yet.
Work is not done. We're going to go back, and we're going to practice hard, but we're going to enjoy the moment right now.
Oh, and you should. You've come a long way. This is a huge achievement, and your girls played really hard. In the first inning, I was kind of nervous, and then I started talking to the girls, and they go, oh, we're always slow starters. So after they settled in, they started hitting the ball really, pretty good.
Yeah, the girls put the ball in play, and that's huge, you know. And we have started out slow, but we have started out fast in games too, you know. It just depends on, but we get contagious. The hitting gets contagious, and that's huge.
Head coach Brad Lewis talking with Henry Bray. The Bulldogs will play in the WIAA State Softball Tournament Thursday morning. They will seed the state tournament, and the Bulldogs could be playing at 9 or later on in the tournament around 10:30 or so. We'll see how that goes and let you know. But again, the Bulldogs will be at state softball. We know that for sure coming up on Thursday. WIAA tournament action in other places yesterday. Division 5, Belmont 9-2 over Johnson Creek. And in Division 4, Mineral Point 7-0 over Waterloo. The Richland Center softball team lost 5-1 in a WIAA Division 3 sectional game at Poinette. The loss ended a streak of exciting playoff wins for the Hornets after a regional championship last week. With the win, the Pumas are now 24-2 on the season and will play at the WIAA State Softball Tournament next week. The year ends at 16-9 for Richland Center. Winning pitcher Cassidy McCaffrey struck out 9, walked 3, and gave up 2 hits. Maggie Steinhorst was 2-for-3 with an RBI, and Tinsley Nelson had 2 RBI for Poinette. The team scored single runs in the third and fourth innings. Trailing 2-0, Richland Center got on the board when Ebony McCorkle hit a single that drove in courtesy runner Ella Clements. Richland Center had new life until the Pumas plated 3 runs on 3 hits in the fifth inning and took a 4-run lead. McCorkle and Reagan Shep had the 2 Hornet hits. Kyrie Fisher suffered the pitching loss after striking out 3 and walking 4. She gave up 7 hits. Poinette will play at Goodman Diamond at the state tournament next week following the 5-1 win over Richland Center. For the Hornets, these seniors played their final high school softball games. Maddie McGlynn, Carly Meaden, Chloe Darling, Jasmine Hazelrig, and Savannah Rossell. At the WIAA baseball tournament action, it was Highland edging River Ridge 1-0 in 9 innings. So the Cardinals, a 6th seed, will play 8th seeded Boscobel in the upcoming Blair Taylor sectional semifinal at 12:30 On Tuesday, Belmont was an 8-0 winner over Southwestern. Johnson Creek got the victory against Palmyra Eagle 6-3. In Division 3, Fenimore 4-2 over New Glarus, and Cuba City edged Dodgeville to advance into the sectional 3-2 that final. In Division 2, it was Reedsburg 3, Sauk Prairie 1, and Lodi over Mount Horeb 12-2 in 6 innings. Richland Center girls soccer team season came to a close, losing a close match 1-0 at regionals last night against Mauston. The Hornets had some offensive chances created by Sela Nelson, Bryn Anderson, Erilyn Wallace, and Rowan May. Hornet defense of Ella Stadler, Sylvia Schmidt, Bryn Anderson, Harper Glassbrenner, and Mariah Abde played with high energy. Keeper, captain Lily Tidrick played great in each game this year, always being the biggest motivator from the goal. The Hornets improved on many things over the course of the season. Seniors Lily Tidrick, Sela Nelson, Erilyn Wallace, and Naomi Sherwood ended their high school athletic careers after playing with a lot of heart through the entire season. The coaching staff thanks them for their efforts over the last 4 years. River Valley had a first-round bye in the tournament. They will play tomorrow. Winnebago Lutheran over Wisconsin Heights Barneveld, 2-0 as well in the soccer tournament. The WIAA State Track and Field Meet will be held this weekend. Richland Center will be well represented. They're coached by Laura Ewing, and she talked to me this week about their state participants.
Our individual qualifier, Maddie Huber, she qualified in the shot put. And she's going to be competing on Saturday at UW La Crosse. And then we have two relays, our 4x200-meter relay. That is Ravi Budden, Kevin Hernandez, Fletcher Harper, Mason Jelenic, and Duncan Harper. They're going to be competing on Friday for prelims, and then hopefully they can make it in the top 10 to go to finals on Saturday. And then our 4x400-meter relay, our boys 4x400, is also qualified for state. And that would consist of Robbie Budden, Fletcher Harper, Grayson Banker, Kevin Hernandez, Harrison Carpenter, and Duncan Harper. And they are currently in the top 10 in the state right now in our division, D2. So hopefully, again, they'll be competing at preliminaries on Friday, and then, again, hopefully making it to the top 10 to compete on Saturday during finals.
Certainly, they've all had good seasons, and I think you've watched those times go down a little bit here in the last month, haven't you?
Yeah, we have been cutting off seconds and seconds in our relays, and Maddie has just been throwing further and further all year long. It's so incredible. She threw her PR this season is 38 feet 8 inches, and she is PRing all of the time, so I'm so excited to see what she can do at states. And our boys' relays teams, they started off a good time, and they've been cutting off seconds and seconds at every meet that we've gone to. Our boys 4x2 actually broke our school record. That was set, I believe, in 2007, or 2004, I believe. And so they broke our school record with their time at sectionals of 130.66. So that's really exciting. And our boys 4x4 also broke our school record with a time of 3:26. They broke it by a second, 3:26.16. They broke it by a full second. And that record was set in 1970. So this was a 55-year-old record that they broke. So they broke that at sectionals to make it to state, and I am so thrilled for them. They've been working so hard. We have three seniors and a junior on that in that group, so I'm just so excited to watch them compete at state.
Good luck to Richland Center, Laura Ewing, and her teams as they get set for the state meet this weekend in La Crosse at UW La Crosse. Ithaca will be represented by Clayton Lee in two events. One of the Bulldog track coaches, Brenda Walton, checked in this week.
Oh, yeah. He's had an amazing year, to say the least. You know, at the beginning of the season, we always ask what their goals are. And he came up to me and said, I want to qualify for state in the 16 and the 32 this year. He fell a little short last year in the 32, so his goal was to qualify in both this year.
It takes a special runner to run those events, doesn't it?
Yeah. track is hard, let alone putting in, you know, the miles and the time and the discipline needed to do the sport. I mean, if it was an easy sport, everybody would be doing it. So they're not. So, it takes a certain mindset, and especially with high school runners, a lot of it is building up their confidence or letting them know that they can do it and they can achieve great things. I mean, it's all about confidence, and that's kind of one of the things I've tried to instill in Clayton. And sometimes he gets a little, it's easy just to sit behind somebody and let them do the work and then take off at the end. But the confidence comes from being able to put yourself out there and take a chance and push yourself to the front. And I mean, it worked out really well for him at sectionals. He did that, and he ran his season's best, and he broke his own school record again. He ran 4:32.34, and then he turned around, and I was kind of worried because the 2 mile comes, and that's like twice as far and takes a lot more concentration and effort. And he went out there and he again broke his own school record and ran 10:10 26. So again, it's that confidence that he's in great shape and he knows that he can do it. It's just the confidence it takes to get out on that track and make it happen. So at state, I think he's trying to go for a sub 4:30. So he just has to knock a half second off each lap. That's it.
Well, having success, I know he's a cross-country runner as well. I'm sure that gets him well prepared, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I mean, we try to encourage the cross-country runners to run track and then the track runners to run cross-country. You know, I coached in Tennessee for several years, and I would always go to the basketball coaches, and I said, let us take your basketball players and get them in shape. So I tried to get them to run cross-country to get them in shape for basketball. Sometimes it worked and sometimes it didn't. But, you know, running is a great sport. I mean, it's one of those, it's the nucleus of all sports if you think about it. And so why not run cross-country to get you in shape for basketball or soccer? So, yeah, it's fun. It's fun watching these kids grow and really work hard to achieve their goals.
What is the schedule, Brenda, at state for Clayton to run? Are they both on the same day?
No, unfortunately they're not, but fortunately that gives him more time to recover in between his races. He'll run the 1600 on Friday morning, and then he'll turn around and run the 3200 Saturday. It'll probably end up being sometime Saturday afternoon. They don't start the running events until 10 o'clock on Saturday. Hopefully the weather will be favorable, and the state has that option. If they feel it's too hot for the runners, they can actually move that 3200 to be the last event of the day, even behind the 4x4. So we'll see what happens. I mean, it's going to be hard to keep him in that headspace to want to get out there and race, but I think he'll be ready.
Yeah, I mean, he's used to running both events the same day, you know, and so it is a little different mindset when you've got, almost 24 hours to rest in between, isn't it?
Yeah. And that's the hard part, is to keep him in that headspace to where he can get out there, because, you know, it's not uncommon. Sometimes for high school athletes, they get to state, and then they just like, oh, I'm already made it to state, so I don't care how I run. And it shouldn't be like that. You should always care about how well you perform. So that's going to be the hard part. I mean, every athlete's kind of anxious for the season to be over. And once that last race is over, they're kind of like, oh, I wish I would have, you know, could have, would have, you know, type attitude, and wish I would have done this or this or this. And you don't want them to end the season with regrets. So you want them to go out there and do their best every single time.
Good luck to Clayton Lee and the Ithaca staff, and best of luck to all of the track participants, including River Valley's Wesley Hatfield, representing the Blackhawks in the 100 and the 200-meter dash, and a whole contingent of Kickapoo LaFarge track athletes headed to the state tournament this weekend. Coming up on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450, a weekend series for the Brewers against the Padres. The Padres come in second in the NL West, and the Brewers third in the National League Central. And also Aaron Rodgers signed with the Steelers. He'll be back for a 21st season in the NFL. Sports continues in a moment from WRCO.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
Mike Clemens is on the line with us here on WRCO Radio. Well, the Brewers open up a 12-game homestand. The Padres are their opponent tonight. They're still playing some pretty good ball, Mike.
They turned things around. And how about Christian Yelich and that grand slam that one night?
Yeah.
And then getting his hand hit, you know, by a pitch a couple nights later, but, you know, playing through it, going on the next day and getting out there. Yeah, you know, led by Christian. And Churio getting the hits, too. And then, you know, what they're doing with their pitching has been pretty amazing. The Brandon Woodruff, who, you know, they keep on holding out for, he's in the second inning of what looked like his last rehab assignment, and a ball comes back and it hits him in the elbow, and the latest I saw is that it's ruled a contusion. It fortunately didn't break anything, but he's going to be back on IL for a while until that clears up before they can get their veteran pitcher on the mound. But tonight, they open up a series against the Padres. Padres, pretty good team. They're in second place behind, you know, the leader, the Dodgers, over there in the West, in the NL West. And Chad Patrick will get the ball from Pat Murphy tonight when they open up that series, and we'll be covering that one tonight at the ballpark.
Turning to the Packers, they've been in the news this week, wrapping up OTA practices. How's it been going in Green Bay, Mike?
Well, Jordan Love threw a ball about 60 yards in the air with a perfect spiral and hit Jaden Reed, you know, in stride. And then they were doing 11-on-11. You know, it's like flag football, helmets and shorts, but whatever. Some impressive plays. He hit Romeo Doubs in the corner on an impressive pass. So I got to tell you, some of the passes that Jordan threw this week, I've not seen him do in 5 years. You know, I mean, he's improved, and he's a little bit more command on doing that. And then the second team is rolling down the field, and it's Malik Willis moving the ball against first-team defense. And he threw a couple of balls, you know, mid-range, about 25, 30 yards downfield that looked great. And I leaned over one of the guys from the Packers by me, and I said, let me ask you a question. Who do the Steelers have on their roster right now that's a better quarterback than Malik Willis, you know? Because it's like Mason Rudolph and Will Howard is the kid. Is that him out of Ohio State that they drafted? And then, you know, yesterday we get the news about Aaron Rodgers, so you know, that's obviously what Pittsburgh was holding out for. But Packers look good in OTAs. They've still got their little contract things going on with Elgton Jenkins at center. But next week is the mandatory minicamp. He should probably be there for that. The Jair story, hey, that June 1st, you know, cutoff deadline has come and gone, so maybe there's still a chance that something happens in those negotiations, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Aaron Rodgers made the news yesterday, one-year deal with the Steelers. There's some Steeler fans, Mike, that they want to give their jerseys back. They're not happy with that.
Really?
That's what I've heard.
I haven't seen that. How about that? Well, but this was the plan. I mean, I can't imagine that they were excited that it was Mason Rudolph until last night. You know, I happened to go online and look at their depth chart, and there he was, you know, number one quarterback. But, he's... it was announced that he called in and that he will probably be there today to sign his paperwork and should get started for their mandatory minicamp next week as well. So here he goes into his 21st season in the NFL, 41 years old. He turns 42 in December. And I don't know. Maybe he could get the Steelers to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. He's in a very tough division. I mean, he's in a division with Joe Burrow and, you know, and the Ravens quarterback there. He's got some pretty stiff competition to deal with in that division. But I can't help but wonder. Here's a guy who had Davante Adams to throw to last year in the Jets, and what did they end up with? 5 wins for the season. You know, yeah. And I don't know how he's been working out with DK Metcalf, the wide receiver that they pulled from the Seahawks. The quarterback coach is a guy named Tom Arth, who was a part of Mike McCarthy's staff back in 06. So he's familiar with that guy. And Arthur Smith is a guy that worked with Matt LaFleur at the Titans, so maybe the language of the offense will be there. And he's always thought that Mike Tomlin was a great, you know, coach, the way, you know, he ran his program. But it would be very interesting. I do know that week one, he's got to face his former team, the Jets, against Justin Fields, the former Steelers quarterback. And then week 8, Sunday Night Football, the Packers will be there covering the Packers, taking on, you know, Jordan Love against Aaron Rodgers in a Steelers uniform in Pittsburgh on Sunday Night Football. That's October 26th, week 8.
The NFL has to love it because, yeah, that creates some ratings and, you know, viewership then when he's playing in those games especially.
And the, you know, they anticipated that that's what it would be. And they also anticipated from the standpoint of, yeah, let's give Aaron Rodgers, you know, 2 months to get going with that Steelers offense to create the best possible matchup we could between those two teams. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You dealt with him for a long time. You know, is there more than what we see? You know, I hear a lot about arrogance and things like that. What was your take on Aaron Rodgers when you
dealt with him? I can go 3-4 hours. And at the end of the day, the problem with Aaron Rodgers is everything in life has to be a little bit more complicated. If you were in the locker room and you met Aaron, he'd say, "Hi, Phil, how are you?" He'd ask questions. He'd talk a little bit about your background, and he would receive a lot of information. And then he might bestow a little information. You know, I read a book on that once. Oh, okay, great. So everything was in depth, but he tends to make life far more complicated than it has to be at times. And I think part of it is he's like always searching for, the competitor in him always looks for some other answer. Well, now it's getting to the point where he sits on podcasts for 3 hours and says, you know, I just don't buy that the Egyptians could build those pyramids. I think the aliens did build the pyramids and that they're still among us now. There's one theory that says they're still living here on Earth, only they're living in the ocean. Okay, all right. I mean, that's where it goes sometimes with this guy. And it happens on the football field as well, where he has 30 different hand signals, and you bring in a veteran receiver in Green Bay like Sammy Watkins, who's lined up, the play is called, they're on like the 4 or 5 yard line, and Sammy runs the route that was just called in the huddle, does not happen to look up over his shoulder to see Aaron is flashing one of his hand signals, and Sammy is open on a little slant. Meanwhile, Aaron's throwing the ball in the corner of the end zone to empty real estate, and they lose the game to the Lions, 15-9. I mean, that's what happens.
Yeah, the AmFam Championship this weekend as well.
Yeah, they've changed the format of that. Steve Strickler's, you know, behind this. They've raised over $20 million in charities, so it's like a two-man thing, and then they've got the other kinds of challenges. It's not, you know, necessarily a four-round tournament of its kind. And then last weekend was the Women's U.S. Open at Erin Hills. The Swedish player Maja Stark won 7-under. But I found this an interesting comment, that after the Women's U.S. Open finished last weekend, very successful, great weather, great competition, you know, a lot of the guys that cover golf in the States say, well, that's it. And I'm like, what do you mean? And they're saying, this is probably the last major we get for a long time. Well, why is that? Well, you know, the PGA has turned they've changed the schedule of where some of these tournaments are, and it just doesn't favor them coming to the Midwest or coming to Wisconsin anytime soon. And the you know what the deciding factor may have been is the passing of Herb Kohler. With Whistling Straits and now the Kohler Company and his influence and probably, frankly, his money, when he passed a couple of years ago, there was a huge connection with some of these leagues in terms of bringing those these major tournaments to Wisconsin. And again, it may be a while before we see those pros coming, you know, to our state.
The Pacers knocked off our Bucks a while ago. They're the real deal, it seems like, aren't they?
At the last minute, right? I mean, that they did that to the Milwaukee Bucks, to the Cavaliers, to the Knicks. And last night, they're down by 15 points in the fourth quarter. And who else but, you know, the kid out of Oshkosh North High School, Tyrese Halliburton, grabs the ball, comes down the court, makes a cut to the right, shoots a two-pointer, nothing but net, with 0.3 hundredths of a second left on the clock, and they end up beating in the Thunder in Oklahoma City, 111-110 last night, game one of the Pacers. You know, of course, the NBA, the commissioner was even hiding it the other day, like, you know, whether they would prefer that this was in major markets. But I bet if they keep playing games like that, they'll have plenty of ratings for this series heading into game two, which will be a Sunday night between the Thunder and the Pacers.
All right, Mike. Well, have a great weekend. Thanks for joining us on this Friday morning.
Thank you, Phil. Appreciate it. Take care.
Mike Clemens joining us for sports here on WRCO.
As business owners, our community is more than just a location. It is home. At Julie Karen State Farm, we're proud to serve and grow alongside the people who make this place so special, supporting local dreams, building authentic connections, and thriving together. Supporting our community, and in return, our community believing in us, is an investment in one another. Having insurance is not the same as having State Farm. We provide more than just coverage. We provide confidence. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And now a rest of the story, a vintage broadcast from Paul Harvey on WRCO FM 100.9.
Now, the rest of the story. I don't know what it's like now, but 100 years ago, the village of Voss, Norway was absolute picture postcard Scandinavia. Quaint houses beside a glittering lake against a backdrop of greenish-blue mountains. In fact, it's difficult to imagine any resident of such a peaceful and picturesque community wanting to be anywhere on Earth but there. But you'd be surprised to hear the number of people who've emerged from that idyllic setting to become prominent Norwegian Americans. For example, Voss gave us a North Dakota governor, and a Minnesota governor, and a senator, and a Chicago newspaper founder, and a member of Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Now, Lars was a native of Voss, Norway, and he too wanted fame for his name. And though things didn't turn out quite as he'd planned, his wish ultimately came true. Lars was a manufacturer of stool shares and carrioles, cleverly designed two-wheeled horse-drawn buggies, which were less expensive and easier to maintain than the conventional kind. He had taken over his father's machining works in 1882 and soon had become a respected figure in his community. Now, because the town of Voss was considered somewhat of a health spa, it attracted many wealthy visitors from far and wide. And when Kaiser Wilhelm of Germany came for a stay, he noticed one of Lars' buggies. In fact, he was so impressed that he ordered a whole stable full of them for his estates. And the effect of his prestigious patronage on Lars' business was astounding. Suddenly everyone wanted one. But Lars was not content with his newfound success. If he could only sell his buggies in America, he thought, then surely his name would be remembered forever in the annals of transportation innovation. And then one day he picked up a newspaper and read about the upcoming World's Fair in Chicago. One of his carriages had already won a prize at the Great Liverpool Fair in England. Why not similar honors in the United States? So Lars, with stars in his eyes, planned to build the most beautiful and most practical carriage anyone had ever seen. And with the courage and confidence which characterized his Viking ancestors, Lars set out for the new world. And you know, he never did come home. October 1893, his carriage not only won a prize, but the grand prize at the World's Fair. Well, certain that this was the start of something big, Lars sent for his wife and his three children. In time, he assured them he would become a prosperous transportation tycoon, and his name would live forever. And Lars' family did come to America, but a new era of transportation was something he had not counted on. That's right. The hopeful buggy manufacturer got run over, you might say, by something called the horseless carriage. So he would have to wait a generation for his name to win fame. And then and forever after, his last name would be remembered because of his son. You see, Lars was Lars Rockne. And his son became the Rock of Notre Dame. The incomparable coach whose leadership brought college football from incidental to monumental. Newt Rockne. Only now, you know the rest of the story.
L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80 Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
63 degrees at WRCO Radio. Today, we have some brand new country releases to share and also look at this week's most played number one country song across the land, courtesy of Julie Karen State Farm. Here's Bailey Zimmerman and Luke Combs on FM 100.9.
Bailey Zimmerman and Luke Combs and a backup plan here today on Fresh from the Country. Your chance to win, courtesy of Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Some way to go. Wow, wonderful cookies if you know the right answer. The trivia question this morning goes like this. Women will own an average of 434 of these in their lifetime, while men will only use 192. What are they? Women will own an average of 434 of these in their lifetime. Men will only own 192. 608-647-4155. That is the hotline.
With reliable policies, personalized service, and a commitment to helping you sleep at night, we're here when you need us most. When you choose Julie Karen State Farm, you're not just getting a policy, you're gaining a partner who's there for you in life's biggest moments. With Julie Karen State Farm, you're not just insured, you're protected by a name you can believe in. With our agency, you'll have clear, straightforward guidance, personalized plans that fit your needs, and a team you can trust every step of the way. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
Remember all those record albums you used to own? You can have that collection again. Mastodon Records in Richland Center can help you find your favorite music. They have new albums by current artists, and you can always special order. Record collecting is a great hobby for youngsters. Mastodon Records can set you up with a turntable from all price ranges. Mastodon Records is located at Okooch Books and Libations in downtown Richland Center. They are even open on Sundays from 10:30 until 2. Start your record year with Mastodon Records.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Lost your edge? Affordable Sharpening in Richland Center sharpens knives, scissors, kitchen equipment, saw blades, drill bits, chainsaw chains, lawnmower blades, and all garden tools. We are open Thursday through Saturday, noon to 4 p.m. We are located at 103 South Central Avenue, number 10, in Mikko's Plaza. Call 608-604-0230 for more information.
We have discovered our winner today. Way to go. This is Brian Jelinek with the correct answer today. Women will own an average of 434 of these in their lifetime. Men only 192. The correct answer, pairs of shoes. Yes, I'm guessing some others might have had an inkling. Brian has a wife and daughters. That's what he said. He said it. I didn't. I guess I'm just repeating it. But I have a wife and two daughters. But nonetheless, I think 192 is high for me because I usually, what do I have right now? Two pairs. I've had them for a while. And I wear them till, you know, they're kind of like my tires on the Vibe, down to the bare threads. And then I get a new pair. But nonetheless, yeah, to each your own, but pairs of shoes. And I used to take the daughters shoe shopping. Now, that's an adventure, too, for a dear old dad. Because I remember, I believe they were shoes for physical education class. And I'm looking at the, you know, the economical row. And I said, how about these? And my daughter said, Dad, really? They're Fayette shoes. Oh, well, what do you do?
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch, stop into Christie's. Kelly, Diane, or Claire will be more than happy to serve you. Ellie, Kaylee, and Erica will greet you with a friendly hello and a warm smile. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Here's a brand new one from Lainey Wilson on WRCO.
South California, one Tito's in, I'm thinking.
Wilson with Fresh from the Country on WRCO Radio. Here's a new one from Blake Shelton.
From a dirt road corn crop, boots ain't ever seen easy street, where Skeeter gets slapped about as fast as a star drops, roots run deep in this family tree. Ooh, bust your ass, still won't make a killing. Ooh, it's a lifestyle, it ain't a living. From the red, white, and blue, flying high at the farm, to the boom, Crockett stud on the wall in the box, sure as hell ain't scared to go. I'm a hard-headed, God-fearing man from the boondocks. Chisel those words on my cobbled headstone. Bible and an almanac up on the shelf.
Shelton on WRCO, Stay Country or Die Trying. Brand new on the airwaves of WRCO. We'll see what the number one tune is in a moment.
When it comes to insurance, cutting costs can mean cutting corners. At Julie Karen State Farm, we offer affordable plans without compromising on protection and service you deserve. Don't settle for cheap. Get coverage that truly has your back. Right here at Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Having a local agent isn't just about getting a good deal. It's about having someone who knows you, your needs, and your community. With Julie Karen State Farm, we are your neighbors invested in the place we all call home.
The Muscadet Mudcats hometown baseball team would like to say thank you to their sponsors for this year. They include Community First Bank, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goplin Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Hawkers Sportsman's, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and Foggy Bottom North. Join the Muscadet Mudcats for home games all season long at Pickering Park in Muscadet. Again, thanks to the sponsors that make local baseball possible in Muscadet.
Hi, I'm Amelia, inviting you to GIG, or Growing in God, at Willow Valley UMC in beautiful downtown Ithaca.
Hi, I'm Bree.
Hi, I'm Madison.
Hi, I'm Elise.
We're inviting you to GIG,
or Growing in God,
at Willow Valley UMC in beautiful downtown Ithaca.
GIG starts at 5:15 Wednesday nights.
Dinner is served, followed by singing, dancing, crafts, all in a God-centered place.
Check us out on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Bo. We're on Facebook at Willow Valley Church.
This week's most played country songs across the land, according to Country Survey, Kane Brown, Backseat Driver, hanging out at number 5. Megan Maroney, Am I OK? At number 4. Worst Way from Riley Green at number 3. Number 2, Jason Aldean and Whiskey Drink. And the number 1 tune again this week belongs to Morgan Wallen.
You say I'll never change. Just to go around town with some gasoline, just trying to bomb a flame, gonna burn the whole place down. And how do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? And turn around, say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, you might be the reason. Try to go our separate ways, and we're back and forth like a swinging door. Tomorrow's like yesterday. Some days better than the night before. And you're back with me again. Then you go and tell your friends that I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see your. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. If I'm such a waste of breath, such a waste of time, then why are you on your way to waste another Friday night? If I'm the problem, then you're missing. Why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason.
Trails to you.
All right. Until this is Phil Neen. Happy trails to you until we talk again later on WRCO-FM in Richland Center. The update at 9 is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It's 65 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The online bickering between President Trump and Elon Musk appeared to ease up overnight, with Musk, who seemed to go along with a post that urged the two men to make peace for the good of the country. However, minutes ago, ABC Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl called the president and spoke to him.
Trump told me he has no interest. He's not particularly interested in talking to what he called the man who has lost his mind. So I wouldn't look for a detente anytime soon. Trump, I have to say, though, he didn't sound particularly